The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
And we are back. We are reunited. All three of us, New Slay members, are back in one collective podcast. We are
reunited back. And it feels so good. Yeah. United and it's understood.
We are back with episode 4 of the New Slay podcast. We've been gone for a minute, but we're back with the jump off. And we are all turned around. This week, I guess, was not a good week.
No.
But as always, I'm your host, Alexis Littlefoot.
This is Jordan Renee, back like a bad habit.
And this is old Dirty Gertie at XO Seattle Slim.
And it's been a long, long week.
Oof.
From WWE Hall of Famers, now present, to I don't even know what's going on.
Five stages of grief.
The WWE, the commissioner of SmackDown is on a Survivor Series team. I have no idea what's going on right now. Life is
up is down, left is right.
Help. I'm like Sasha Banks right now. Jesus, take the wheel.
I'm just the bug eyes. Like, what?
Yeah. I think America right now and the whole WWE universe is like a collective, like, when life comes at you fast. Like,
right.
It's the Mr. Krabs meme. And like, we're like, what?
And yeah, the SpongeBob, where he went, like,
that nigga won?
Like, yo, I was legit a weepy mess. Normally, the last time I cried like this was in 2004 when Bush got reelected. 2-3 years later, they had the deadliest year on record in Iraq, close to 1,000 people. So, yeah, when I told y'all I bawled, that's not a good sign.
Oh, listen, I'm from Chicago. That's like a weekend for me. But like, I feel you.
Yep.
I can't even tell you what I was doing in 2004, Slim. So,
like, I was 14. I was just like, I really started having sex then. Like,
I love it. Okay. Wow, I feel extra old now.
So back to wrestling.
So Jordan, no, because you just brought this on yourself.
Exactly.
So now that you soak up. So where are you flown out to now?
So last time y'all heard from me, I was in LA. I was in La La Land. Mm. And now I'm in New York City, specifically Brooklyn right now.
Right on. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I've been kicking it on Flatbush Avenue. Yeah. That's about it.
We need your sugar daddy.
I've been paying for these flights myself, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the rooms might be paid for, but the flights are on my miles.
Oh my goodness,
are on these Delta Sky miles.
Okay, all right.
Well, and is this for work or
pleasure?
I've been shooting a short film, but been getting my, you know, been having a good, getting my groove back.
Oh, nice.
In between.
All right.
Y'all not gonna put me on Front Street, Alexis. Where you been?
I was in the LBC with Snoop.
What was it like? Was this the first or second year?
First year.
This is the first year of Complex. Okay, so guys, I was at Complex Con. I went solely because there was a WWE panel, and we'll talk about that later on in the show. But it was, I had nothing to base it on. It was literally the only way I can describe it for the music and fashion heads out there was, it's literally like Agenda trade show, if anybody knows what Agenda is, or Magic. It was basically like a fashion trade show in South by Southwest collectively.
Miserable. That sounds miserable.
Literally exactly what that was.
That sounds miserable. I went to South by 2 years in a row for college, and then like I know people who just go to like Agenda and Magic. I'm like, that sounds miserable. Sounds hot and sweaty and like trying to like outswag someone in the bathroom when you're just trying to pee.
Exactly what that was. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
It was a swag fest. It was a reseller fest, but it was literally the Instagram in one location. I literally saw everybody I follow on my Instagram timeline in real life.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
It was crazy. It was really crazy. It was shockingly, I was shocked that it was Snoop Dogg's first time ever performing in Long Beach, and he's from Long Beach.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw Migos, which is always lit.
Right.
2 Chainz, OT Genesis, Travis Scott, obviously. Mm-hmm. I left after Travis because I'm not here for Kid Cudi. I'm sorry. If anybody's a Kid Cudi fan, it's just not my cup of tea. It's not what
that's baby. That's my baby.
Yeah, I can't do Kid Cudi. I can't even tell you what the performance was like.
We could be emotional together.
I saw Pharrell in real life. He is very attractive.
He does not age.
That man does not age. Like, he does not age. Opus 1. This is a fine wine.
I saw Action Bronson, Wale, Peter Rosenberg.
Nice. Action Bronson, low-key, is a man of my dreams. He can cook.
Like, right? Okay, so, like, I just wanted to put that out there, guys. Like,
he's fine, right? Okay.
Right? Okay. Right? Because, like, when I watch Action Bronson watches Ancient Aliens, I feel like he could, like, feed me, and, like, I love a big bear type because, you know, I'm just thickums myself and really tall. So I'm just like, he really is the man of our dreams. We just didn't know it. So I kind of want to marry him.
I'm not a chubby chaser like y'all.
I am not a chubby chaser. I'm really not. But that man, but there's a thing about gingers.
Because I'm coming in and like 107 pounds. I can't do the 300.
No, you know what? See,
you just got to sit on top the whole time, Alexis. You got to be on top the entire time. On top of bent over, that's it. That's all you listen. You gotta learn how to fuck a fat boy.
Both of them are real tiring, real fast. I can't live my life that way.
Oh my god! Oh god!
It feels good to be back.
Yes, it does.
Be back.
Oh my god!
Yeah, the dynamic is now as it should be.
Yeah, we missed you last time. Last time me and Slim had to hold it down.
I heard y'all. I was at a show for like 3 hours. I really was.
3 hours?
I was like, I thought these hoes supposed to be my friends.
Your friends ain't your friends. It's like,
my friends ain't my friends. Like, that's why I ain't got friends. I got family. In the words of Vin Diesel, I ain't got friends. I got family. Y'all
America. America. Showed Hillary, your friends ain't your friends.
Okay. Shit.
Your friends ain't your friends.
I mean, now I know how to treat y'all. That's all I'm saying.
Jordan was like, smiling faces.
Smiling faces. Oh, it is.
I'm sometimes embarrassed to play my music on Snapchat because I'm like, damn it, I'm old.
Oh, should we be talking about wrestling?
Okay. Well, this is our podcast. We do what we want. Okay. Do what you want when you pop in.
It's a wrestling podcast.
Well,
okay.
So, you know what?
So,
wrestling news.
So, the WWE was in Europe this week. Mm. So,
usually, their sleep schedule was all fucked, just like mine.
All off.
Yep.
Normally, something lit happens during those times, and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing really happened this week.
I heard the New Day brought out a bagpipe, and it was Francesca.
Oh. When I tell you that Big E, my spirit animal, did the entire monologue from Braveheart, I was like, bruh, what nigga knows the entire monologue from Braveheart? No, what black person knows this monologue from Braveheart? Like, you just learned this on YouTube.
Listen, you know what that means? That means my nigga, WWE Films, need to make it come.
Okay. Get the ducats.
And we need to see Big E in his own feature film.
Nah. Man. You didn't see it.
Oh, man.
It was Big E being like that weird preacher voice reciting Mel Gibson.
Being Mel Gibson.
No, he wasn't being Mel Gibson. He was being a bishop. Doing Mel Gibson.
Exactly.
It was so uncomfortable.
Tommy from Martin reciting that dialogue.
Yes! That's it!
Oh, girl.
Loki, too soon? My nigga Tommy.
Rest in peace, Tommy. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to Tommy. But that's exactly what it was. It was Tommy in the... Well, he got the draws, but doing Mel Gibson at Braveheart.
Not gonna lie to you guys though, when I saw those three brothers come out dressed like that, and then when I heard Big E do the entire that little monologue or whatever, I was like, yes, one time for the nerdy motherfucking black kids.
But they don't have to prove that they're nerdy anymore. You feel me? Like, they don't have to prove. They don't have to prove it anymore. It's like, niggas, we know y'all nerds.
They're hella nerdy.
Wrestler. Like, no, sis, we know y'all nerds. Y'all are wrestlers. Like,
patron saints get it. Of black geek nerd. Like, just patron saints. Like, pick. Pick.
I was watching Up, Up, Down, Down. It's fine.
With?
Me. I was watching it today. Just old, like, old episodes. Because I wanted to laugh.
I need to watch. I need to catch up on a couple of episodes. I do. I do.
I think I saw Roman Reigns say nigga. I know he said crunk.
Wait, what?
I know he said crunk, but I just gotta watch like the latest two episodes real closely. Roman Reigns shit like he was really from Pensacola. Like, you gotta really look.
Why am I not surprised though? Like, I feel like him and his cousins, the Usos, stay like.
I mean, they first of all, they're all married to black women. They all grew up together. They all played football in Pensacola, which means that they were.
And the twins' daddy is Rikishi. What? Like,
yes, Rikishi was just hella they black.
They say nigga.
You know they say it. You know they say it.
Rikishi's coming to Portland in like a month.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to be front row. I'm going to be like, bruh.
You like, hook me up with
can I get a boomerang? Like, I'm going to just be ignorant. Because he can't give me nothing. So it's like, there's no. There is no like benefit of being friends with like Rikishi. He's like probably got like the low tier of like the Legends deal, so like nothing's gonna come of it.
Well, he could hook you up with one of his sons.
They're all married. I don't do married men.
Close your legs to married men.
And there wasn't any leaks. Close your legs to married men.
Okay.
No, that's not me. I'm not Kim. I'm not a Kim Zolciak.
Oh my god. Well, poor Rikishi. Well, sorry, bud.
But
lower tier. Got the lower tier deal.
Did either of y'all see what's it called? Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss?
No. I saw part of it. They're on SmackDown, then hell no. No.
Well, that was the title match and I saw clips of it. So Alexa comes out in the dual colors. It's lately has been like the blue and pink, the fake Harley Quinn. She came out this week in pink and green, y'all.
Did she come out pinky popping too?
Like, okay. I really wanted there to be some Ivy, a frog.
Stop it.
Crash.
I have seen pictures of that.
Like, I was just like, ski wop in this motherfucker.
Stop it.
Ski wop. No. Get I didn't say ski. I said ski wop.
Get out of here.
Neither one can jump.
You have to leave.
I was just like, does she know what she just did? And I'm glad that she did it in like Europe and not in like the States.
Right? Oh God.
Because somewhere would have been AK mad as hell.
Mad as fuck. Being like, bitch, I worked for them colors, bitch.
And the white woman, always appropriate.
The white woman got my colors on.
I know a few white AKs, though.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know any. I saw one. They had one on that show on VH1 a couple years ago.
I remember that.
She was a Delta.
Yes, there was a white Delta.
Oh, Delta. Sorry,
remember that. And there was that girl who was like opening a store, and she was a K.
That show was a hot mess.
That show was a hot ass mess.
Oh, my God.
That's why Zeta sit in the corner and mind their business, and Sigma's Gamma Rose are all like, I'm just happy to be here.
Good night.
Alexa, good night.
I don't got no time. Zero time. We cutting this out. I can't deal.
Just in case, y'all, I just want y'all to know, I went to a PWI.
I did too. I currently attend one.
PWI.
I did too.
So I want everybody who went to an HBCU to check me. If anybody wants to hit up my like mentions, gladly, Jordan Renee, and I'll let all y'all know that y'all are crazy. It's fine. Fight me, bitch. I'll fight all of y'all.
Hey, not all Black Greek letter organizations are like that. They have their fun, they stroll, but they also are in the community.
But most are suspended for hazing. So let's move on.
She made her case, yes ma'am.
Okay. Moving on to wrestling. Has anybody been keeping up with the TNA fiasco?
Lord, they're not dead yet.
Mm. Billy Corgan is just like, run me my fucking money.
He wants the funds, and he's not paying.
Billy Corgan is like, I loaned y'all this much.
Yep.
I'm not even asking for interest, bitch. You all are evicted. Y'all ain't giving me my money when I wanted to. Y'all got 3 days to get the fuck out this house.
Basically, it's like when Big Worm wanted his money from Smokey and Friday.
He was like, when you playing with my money, you playing with my emotions.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know that dude,
Dixie Carter, run me my money. Like, that's all he's saying.
But, like, at this point, like, she's not paying her employees.
Yeah.
Where's the money?
Like,
where's the money?
Didn't the fucking lights go out while they were filming?
Yes.
Oh, like, oh,
wasn't it during the anniversary? It was during the pay-per-view, and the lights went off. And they were like, oh, my God, the cable turned off.
They called real quick, like, so what's the minimum?
Oh my God!
They call like, so what's the minimum of the
fucking
like,
it
y'all gotta call it. Like, y'all gotta start budgeting.
TNA at one point in time was killing the WWE, so I know they're gonna be over there at Stanford like, these motherfuckers. the quickest way they could to an L.
Yeah. And low key, if they would just let, didn't Vince buy AJ and Joe's like video library?
No.
TNA, they sell it. They don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when times is bad, you gotta, you know, sell some stuff out of your closet. I know a few of my sneakerheads out there can feel me. You know, times get bad, you go in a closet and you sell sneakers and you back up. So,
like, literally, like, all, like, they need, like, this is when TNA needs to take their asses to Plato's Closet, drop that ID, and be like, I'll take the cash. I'll take the cash.
It's too damn bad. Because I actually
saw them
live, and it was actually a pretty good show. Like, they did a fine job. So I'm just kind
of disappointed. Now it's to the point where most of your talent is jumping ship to NXT and going to Japan. And
exactly.
If life is better in Japan than TNA, oh, yeah. God.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, life is low-key, life to chill if you're not black. So you fine.
Yeah.
pretty chill. But, like, and, like, Cody's doing really well. There's this weird, like, Maria and Mike and like versus Cody and Brandy thing going on.
Uh-huh.
I'm intrigued. Tune in. I'll like watch clips of it because the way my cable is set up, I don't have pop.
Uh-huh.
But I see like, but I see lots of like recaps. Like, oh, that seems cool. And I think right now Cody's basically in line to get the TNA, like get the belt or whatever. Like, beat.
Ain't nobody gonna be there to see it.
Like, I'm ready for Cody to show up in Ring of Honor so people can see it, which is crazy when people watch more Ring of Honor than like TNA, which isn't that crazy anymore. But it's like, nah, bro.
I just never know what the answer is as to why TNA is in such bad shape. Was it mismanagement? Was it?
It's money management. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's money management.
Misappropriation of funds.
Yep.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's all it is.
Like, they should have known better than to hire Cody if they couldn't afford Cody.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, things were better. Things were better, I hate to say this, in TNA when they let Ric Flair handle the money.
Mm-hmm. Which is saying a lot.
That is saying a lot. He let Ric Flair get a hold of something, and it was prime time TV. I was on Thursdays, okay. I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
So
Thursdays, I was watching TNA over SmackDown.
Right on.
Wow.
This is very real. Y'all, I've been wanting us to talk about this, but I don't think it's ever come up, like, in the text group. Can we talk about, because Alexis brought up Ric Flair, can we talk about Jay Lethal?
Oh, I thought you were going to say my nigga voted for himself. Did you see
that? Well, we're going to get to that later. But can we talk about Jay Lethal's braids and how he still be putting in, like, that 99-cent pack of hair in his head?
Oh.
He's clearly going bald in the middle.
Oh my God.
Mm-mm. Y'all ain't never seen this?
Mm-mm.
Insubordinate and churlish.
It's canceled.
Y'all over here, because I can't, because I'm speaking the truth.
It's canceled.
He did. Alexis said it was canceled. But no, he does.
So y'all gonna leave me out here to drive by myself?
No, you're right.
Like, y'all ain't seen that man's hair.
He looks like somebody's drunk uncle.
Drop the top.
He's been in jail like hell.
He's on Stevie Wonder.
He got 12 straight backs. But the thing is that Stevie Wonder in the middle still got hair. Stevie Wonder's hairline starts maybe in the middle. He's
got hair in the middle. I haven't seen it. If somebody could pull up a picture. But
oh, my God. I'm going to Google this.
No, I'm not. Let's not Google it right now, like later time, because my heart hurts.
Shouts out to Jersey and Jay Lethal. But my man got to drop the top. Like, you got to stop getting pranks done and stressing out. And stressing out whoever's braiding his hair.
You keep talking about this, and in a continuous loop in my head, I hear, Klein got no roof, and it's fucking me up. Oh, God. He ain't got no roof. He really got no roof. Oh, God. Okay, anyway, moving along.
He's got to drop the top.
Hmm. Oh, you know what? Some of these pictures I'm seeing, he was bald at one point.
Nah, but he got braided. It's him versus Jay Briscoe. It's going to be him and Jay Briscoe again.
Oh, Jesus.
For the championship.
Oh, I see it. Lord, no. Oh, and sir.
It's bad. It's not like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, it's bad.
Why won't you just let it go? That's so...
Let it go.
Bless his heart. So I'm just on the dirt sheets right now, and I'm looking just to see what we can talk about. But I didn't know that two wrongful death cases against WWE were dismissed.
What?
Mm-hmm. Who?
Doink the Clown and Big Daddy V, Viscera.
What? Yeah.
Rest in peace to my nigga Viscera. Rest in peace to my nigga Viscera.
Yeah. Rest in peace to both those people. But dismissed.
Wow. Damn.
Dismissed the case.
On what grounds, though?
Oh, let's see. Doink the Clowns didn't provide enough evidence.
That was drugs.
Yeah, he overdosed.
Definitely.
And let's see. The Viscera case was dismissed due to failure to allege a plausible link between the death of her husband and wrongful acts perpetuated by WWE. Basically, she couldn't link the two between the death of him and plus he was morbidly obese. So
yeah, I was gonna say
my man was big,
always, like, big as fuck, and I love Viscera, like because he was just scary looking. I was like, this nigga's cool as fuck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was 42.
Yeah,
and Doink the Clown was 55.
Damn, isn't it weird when like people like close to your parents' age die?
Yeah,
like it freaks you out. Like my mom was 50, so like Doink, like that's crazy to me. Like that always, I was like, oh gosh.
Yeah,
that's, mm-hmm. That's really too young though. Still,
that's
like
very young.
Yeah,
for anybody. Yeah.
I mean, that just, you know, you guys stay healthy out here. You know, if you need help out there, there are different methods of getting proper help and proper care. And mm-hmm. Everybody just needs to take care of themselves. I know people out here that's my age and that's not healthy. So
yeah, you know, just take care of yourself. Y'all start drinking more water, taking in less gluten.
I like Hennessy though, so I'm gonna keep.
Too much Hennessy. I'm literally drinking. I'm literally wearing the Henny 316 shirt right now because I'm gonna go out. So
as you should be.
So I can't, you know, look at the pot calling the kettle off because I'm wearing a hoodie. Like I get it,
mm-hmm.
But.
Also, did anybody see ESPN's tweet earlier this week that they're doing a 30 for 30 on the XFL.
I'm so excited
for
that.
Oh, my God, I cannot wait.
I'm so excited for that.
I would love to know the team because I know it's a mess in that shit.
I'm really – so this WWE-ESPN partnership has been clearly, like, very clear for a while. Mm. We all know about the Ric Flair 30 for 30 that's happening, but I did not expect a 30 for 30 about the XFL. Like, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, really? But I'm excited for this Ric Flair one. I don't know how much it's gonna be in it. The same guy who did the Ric Flair 30 for 30 did the Punk UFC docuseries.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did the docuseries about the Duke lacrosse team.
Okay.
And that stripper girl, which is one of my favorite 30 for 30s. Mm-hmm. Like into a 30 for 30. So I'm really excited.
I can't really wait down the line until they do a 30 for 30 on the Louisville basketball team and they will situation they had. That's gonna be lit.
That's gonna be lit. And I can't wait for you. And I can't wait for you to be like, so all the tea I have can't stay on camera.
Oh shit. Big tea, but that's on them. They did that to themselves.
Absolutely. What else happened in the world of wrestling this week?
Brooke Hogan tweeted or said something that her dad is coming back to the WWE.
I've been hearing that. I've been
said, on girl
on dirt sheets.
And then shit, anything's possible now. Donald Trump's president, so shit.
Exactly. I mean, now
any racist can make it at this point.
Now is the perfect time to bring back Hogan. They're like, shit, we got a racist in office. Might as well bring a racist back to introduce Mania.
Yeah, I'm not with it.
I'm absolutely like, if they really want to be as like progressive as they think they are, they kick his ass to the curb. There's something about the company right now. I do. I really respect all the work that goes into it. But there's something about that makes it feel like everything they say makes them feel they want to be as progressive as I feel like they feel they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the women's division and like Hell in a Cell and all that stuff. It's like, that's great. Like the match was cool. Wasn't as groundbreaking as maybe they hyped it up to be. But if they were as progressive as they want to be, then it would be less about like, all these are girls doing something and watch these two hosts just fight in the cage.
Yeah.
And I feel like they get really caught up in that. And I will say that they, ever since like the New Day dropped the church choir shtick, they've just been like the New Day and not the black tag team.
Mm-hmm.
And low key, the black tag team of the company are the Usos.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not Crime Time by any means. And Crime Time was great.
Oh, man.
I love Crime Time.
It was so bad it was good. Like, I was offended on the one hand.
Exactly. Durag, Kims, Deadass. Yeah. Like, they were just real Brooklyn-ass niggas.
Yes.
But, like, I don't know. There's something about them. Have y'all, so a list of women came out for the network, women's tournament that's similar to the CWC. And the list looks great. It's a bunch of women we've heard about for a long time. Santana Garrett was on that list. One of the four horsewomen was on that list, as far as like Ronda Rousey's four horsewomen.
Who were the four?
Ronda Rousey's four horsewomen, or just the four horsewomen?
Yeah, Ronda Rousey's. I don't remember.
I saw a list, and hold on, let me find a list. But who else was on that list? Jessica Havoc was on that list, who had a tryout.
Fuck her. Fuck that bitch.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Well, no, because she had some very, like, questionable racist tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried out. Those tweets got out, and they was like, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, damn, Jessica.
We have Tessa Blanchard, who's been in NXT a few times.
Mm-hmm. That's also, what you call his girlfriend? What's her
name? Ricochet's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Kimberly, who's like pretty lit, Santana Garrett, a couple of Japanese women, Molly Holly.
Oh, okay.
Wow, this is intriguing.
Molly Holly would probably be like the Brian Kendrick of PWC.
Which exactly.
Another Japanese woman, Madison Eagles, I don't know who that is, solo darling. Deanna Purrazzo.
So what are they going to call it? WCW?
I heard the World Women's Championship. So WWC.
WC. Okay.
WWC is what I've heard.
As I say, WCW, they tried. Okay.
Velvet Sky is rumored to be on this list.
That. Velvet Sky and Angelina Love said she was trying to be on the
Wow. Jessica Havoc. Karma's rumored to be coming back, and if that happens, Nia Jax don't have the competition. Yeah. Can't have both. Can't be two big, big bras in one place.
Mm-hmm. Unless, man, if they could get together and be like a female demolition, though.
That
would be tight.
So the woman from the Four Horsemen from the UFC was Shayna Blazer.
Mm-hmm.
She, and, like, she's so brolic, she ain't got no boobs.
Mm.
Good God.
So
it's going to be just like the CWC, right? Where it's like... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not but only, but just...
Go ahead.
Because, I mean, like, the women's division is low-key really light right now.
Mm.
In NXT.
Very light.
Like, you have Ember Moon, who we all know is going to face Asuka, and we all know that Ember Moon's basically going to be like the next champion. We all know that she's gonna have like the belt next.
Yeah.
But then you have Billy and what are the two Australian girls' names? Billy Kay and then
we're not talking about
the Venus Flytrap.
Okay.
No. She wears green and she calls herself the Venus Flytrap. I can't think of her name.
I know. They're like this best friend and go with,
yeah,
with
exactly.
The, I can't.
And they
can't tell you.
And they like to jump live.
Mm.
A lot. Yeah. So I mean like
I feel
we know why.
We know why.
Me too.
But and then there's one girl who hasn't debuted yet who I'm really excited for in NXT. Her name is Binky.
What?
Her name is Bianca, but she goes by Binky. She's a black girl. She ran track in Baltimore.
Oh yeah.
I'm so excited for her.
I didn't know that was her name, that she went by Binky.
Her name was Binky.
She needs to cut that one out.
Her name is Binky. I got a cousin Binky, and my cousin's name is Bianca too. So it all, like, I get it.
Binky, I love it.
But like, she's buff, but she low key is still like, she's low key.
I've seen her before. I know who you're talking about. I just didn't know that.
Yeah. And her and like her whole shtick is like, I am the prettiest, I am the strongest, I am the whateverest,
the binkiest.
Yeah, the binkiest. All right, so back to the tournament. Who else is going to be in it? Blue Pants is rumored to be coming back for this tournament.
Oh wow!
Speaking of the tournament and WWE Network in a whole, I heard that WWE is trying to cut back on pay per views for 2017. So
thank God.
Yeah.
Let me read.
They said,
Let me read a book.
Yeah.
They said that due to a decline in subscribers on WWE Network, that WWE officials are looking to change the format of the pay-per-view schedule. So it says things haven't been finalized, but fewer pay-per-views than originally planned in 2017 are going to happen. So.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, it's been too much for a long time now.
After Roadblock, it says that WWE will have ran 15 pay-per-views in 2016.
Oh, God.
5 network exclusive events.
Goodness.
And so the big one that I'm excited about for this women's tournament that's rumored is Candice LeRae, who is Johnny Gargano's wife.
She's dope. I like her.
I love her, especially the stuff she did with Cedric. Mm-hmm. Was great. So I'm excited for that. And my money would be on her or Tessa winning the like entire tournament because they're the safest bets. But
I don't think Tessa's gonna win because she's already got an NXT contract.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna be somebody that we haven't seen. Just like somebody that we haven't seen in NXT already.
Mm-hmm.
Like TJ Perkins won, which was a big shot.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's gonna be somebody that we haven't seen in WWE.
There are other people on this list, but they're very much still a part of TNA, like Jade, aka Mia Yim.
Yeah, that's almost over. Yeah. TNA is not even in the running anymore.
That's true.
If you can follow me, I'm picking up the phone and I'm packing my bag.
Yeah, and also, Mia Yim did some NXT work super early, like right before she signed with TNA. Like I remember seeing her in I think she jobbed to Nia Jax.
Mm-hmm.
In one of her little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, guys. I just need to see more from her. It's kind of getting older.
Well, she was gone for like we hadn't seen her on TV since she flung what's her face all up and down the ring.
We haven't seen her stuff.
Ain't seen Foxy since. But
no. But she's on the Survivor Series team.
I know. And I'm concerned. And she made the first one out.
How did you come from? Getting drunk to be making the cuts in the team.
What? That's what happens.
And
that's
you're on the team with somebody who drug you.
That's what happens when you have a light women's division that's super light. And also,
I know we had beef in the past, but we gotta get it together for the team. And no, honey, we have to square up. I'm sorry. I didn't forget what you did. And I hope that it comes to that where they. Alicia doesn't forget that she drug her about her weave.
They don't care about her that much for her to get revenge.
Exactly. They do not.
Nia versus Charlotte or Nia versus Bayley. And then after Bayley finally beats Nia, it's going to be Bayley
no
Charlotte.
Redemption, bitch. Ain't no redemption.
Yeah. No type of like redemption.
No.
I don't even like Alicia Fox, but I was hoping she's just at least something.
Right. I really do like. And y'all can joke me all y'all want. I really do like Alicia's finisher, like that kick, because she's so long. It makes so much sense for her. I don't know. Her like moveset is the most realistic for her body type, I think.
Exactly.
I think
I'm like,
was it trash?
Oh my god. Well,
what else we got? Ellsworth is still around. I don't care.
Did this man sign a contract? What's going on?
I don't know, but make your money, boo.
Listen. As long as those checks cash.
Right.
Right. You know, he's going back to his hollow or his trailer park.
That man's going back to Baltimore and being like, Mama, I made it.
Shit. Where is that dude from, though? Is he from, like...
Baltimore. He's in Baltimore.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, so him and Dean are old friends from, like, just the indie scene, which is why, like, they were like, all right, we're just going to put you two together. Like, they're old friends from, like, Baltimore, Philly stuff.
Oh, I didn't know it. Okay. That makes sense now.
Y'all know I be keeping tabs on my newly bearded man.
The beard does look good now. That
beard looks good. I just wish he'd get some hair plugs.
Yes.
Good night.
He should talk to the same you have that your, Chavo Guerrero. I have mine. Chavo Guerrero's hairline looks on point now. He got his
own good hair now. Plugs. But he low-key left the company to get those.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
And then, so I will say, Survivor Series, I'm excited because we will get a S.H.I.E.L.D. reunion.
Yes.
That's, like, clearly. If you have Roman, Seth on one team, Dean on another, who I'm sure will make it pretty far in Survivor Series, we will get a triple powerbomb somewhere.
Not going to lie, I always get to these groups when it's too late, and I never know what I have until it's gone. With Nexus, with, you know, these guys... So, yeah, I'm with the Shield. I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing them again because I was in on them late.
I love the Shield from the very beginning. When they whooped right back, Seth, I said, these are women I can get back.
So, Survivor Series is next week?
November 20th, which is my birthday.
Yeah. You've made that hella clear that is next week. So,
I'm going to make it. Listen, I'm going to make my birthday very clear every year.
Oh, don't worry. I won't forget. You and my mom have the same birthday.
I'm saying that because people are a little confused on how we do things on the New Slate podcast. We don't have shows. We disappear for a week. And
sorry, y'all, that we have lives.
So I'm going to explain it because people hit me up like, Where's the show? We do not record and we do not have shows the weekend of pay-per-views.
Exactly.
So that means
we should do predictions this week.
That's what I was heading to. That's why we're friends right there. But listen, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. We pay our $9.99 for the network, or we hustle and we log into somebody else's that we know is actually paying their bill on time. And we watch the pay-per-view because we're fans of the product. And we tweet along with our friends and our homies over at the WrestleCast whenever they have a hashtag. And we want you to do the same. So why the hell will we come in and try to steal the shine the same night as a pay-per-view knowing damn well y'all gonna watch this pay-per-view?
Right.
So that is why anytime there's a pay-per-view, there's not a New Slate podcast that week. So, leading on to that, I'm about to pull up the Survivor Series, I could spell, card, and we are going to do predictions, because we ain't done predictions in a minute.
That's right.
We haven't, and right now we're 1-0.
Are we? I think we are.
2-0.
Yeah.
We're 2-0.
2-0 for what?
For predictions.
For predictions. No Mercy, we were pretty much spot on.
Okay. What was the next one?
Hell in a Cell, which I wasn't a part of.
Did we do predictions for Hell in a Cell? Because your girl be getting too lit on the podcast, and I do not recall.
I am 3 glasses of scotch in and 2 glasses of wine.
All right. And y'all already know what I'm doing. So
I got the matches up. Y'all ready?
Let's go.
Okay. We have Team Raw, which is Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, and Seth Rollins. Versus Team SmackDown, which is AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, and Shane McMahon, with Luke Harper and James Ellsworth in their corner. That already sounds like a setup, so I'm going to say Team Raw.
Yep, same here.
Same.
Yep.
Same.
That's going to be some shit.
So all
a lot of it. Raw.
Yeah, that's going to be some big mess going on. You got Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt. We don't understand what's going on there.
I'm disgusted with
that. AJ.
And then, Let's keep it all the way 100. We got Braun Strowman, which he used to be a follower of Bray Wyatt.
Oh,
and then Randy Orton's in the mix.
We don't know if they will acknowledge that because I feel
will they acknowledge it or will they not?
Yeah, because he, quite frankly, is a non-motherfucking factor in the group.
Non-motherfucking factor.
But what's the most interesting to me is the whole Shane McMahon in the mix. And that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I think I'm really upset about that because I get it, like Baron Corbin a loner, but like that could have been someone else's spot. That could have been the Miz's spot. Like that could have been like that could have been someone's spot. Mm. And I don't like that. And I'm never one of like that could have been someone else's spot who's out here. But that legit could have been like the Miz's spot.
Right. Yeah. I'm really hoping since Shane McMahon's on the card and Brock Lesnar on the card, they could try to do a playback to because they still got unspoken
beef. Yep.
Yeah.
What was it? What was the type of thing? Well, there's been so many. I can't.
It was the one right before the brand split.
Yeah, what was the name of it?
Yeah. What was it? SummerSlam?
SummerSlam. There you go. Yep,
that's it. You smart. You real smart. You loyal.
You is kind. You is important.
You is important.
There you go. The next match would be the women's SmackDown versus Raw match.
That's going to SmackDown. That's
girl, can I get damn? can I tell the world what the match is if they don't know what the match is?
Oh, if they don't watch the product,
that's true. But damn, can I at least tell y'all so y'all can get a clear consensus of what's going on?
Get it.
Thank you.
Go for it.
It is Team Raw Women's, which is Charlotte, Bayley, Nia Jax, Alicia Fox, and Sasha Banks with Dana Brooke. Set up versus Team SmackDown, Nikki Bella, Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Carmella, and Naomi with Natalya also set up. I am actually going to give this to Team SmackDown. Though there is a lot of dysfunction on Team SmackDown, there is even more dysfunction on Team Raw.
That's so true.
And I feel like this is the only way to truly set up the Bailey, Nia, Charlotte triangle for the belt. So it's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Like Dana Brooke will Dana Brooke it, and like and like her foot won't be able to like reach a rope or she'll do something.
Well,
like
she's not in the match. She's not in it,
but she'll miss a spot somewhere.
Of course. So who are we saying? I said Team SmackDown.
I said SmackDown.
You said Raw first, bitch. Mm-hmm. That's why I read off the card.
No, I didn't. I said SmackDown's got it.
Okay.
I said SmackDown.
I'm gonna have to go agree with SmackDown. I'm gonna go with SmackDown because I think they have their shit more together than the other group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though it's not together, but it's
more it's more. Exactly
enough. It's together enough.
Yeah, exactly.
The next is the tag team. And it's Team Raw, which is the New Day, our boys, Sheamus,
our boys,
and Cesaro,
mm-hmm.
Luke Gallows, and Carl Anderson, and Bay, Enzo,
yes,
and Kaz, and somehow the Puerto Rican Scammers, the Shining Stars, snuck their way on in the match. And this is a lot of people in one match.
It's a gang, right?
And Team SmackDown is Heath Slater and Rhino, the Hype Bros, Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley. American Alpha, Jason Jordan, Chad Gable, and the Usos, Jimmy and Jey Uso, and Breezango, which where the hell have they been?
Right?
I'm giving that one to Team Raw, because...
Yeah.
Team SmackDown,
Raw has to have it.
Team SmackDown's tag team division needs some work in the first place, but...
But it's really, I'm gonna give it to Raw only because they love Enzo and Cass so much that they refuse to let them lose like that.
They lost at Hell in a Cell.
Exactly. And then they won that weird Halloween match with Enzo and.
Yeah.
That was so awkward.
Yeah, but the next pay-per-view that's coming. But the next pay-per-view that's coming, like, that's Enzo and Cass's win, even if it isn't their win solely. So.
I get it. So we all Team Raw.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If only for Enzo.
if only to hold you down, Alexis.
It's exactly.
The thing is, jokes on y'all, because me and Bay don't need to be held down. We hold each other down. So.
But see, like, the thing is that when your friend's man ain't shit, you support them through it. And when your friend's man is shit, you go, I mean, I guess, girl, but whatever. So right now, we're like, yes, girl, yes, that's great.
Anyway.
Alexis is like, no.
It's just us.
Me against the world.
At the top, like, it's just us, nigga. Like, that's them right now. Exactly.
The next match is Dolph Ziggler and Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. And so I really weird. Don't think, yeah, I really don't think. Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'll be right back.
I like this finish.
I really don't think that the championship is going to leave for another brand.
It can't.
Unless the Cruiserweight title goes to SmackDown and they just do a switch.
Oh.
Sorry, y'all. I apologize.
It's fine. I'm going to leave it with Dolph. He just got it. And this is his first real pay-per-view defense. So that's really shitty of them to be like, yeah, you kept the job, but you lost the title.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's going to stay with Dolph, even though I would love Sami to somehow, through like a trade or whatever. It'd be great if like SmackDown and Raw did trades and
that's
stuff.
That's what
like,
I was thinking of. Yep. Maybe.
I would love for Sami to come to SmackDown so he could really shine.
Yeah, Raw.
Instead of being this weird jobber. It's not at all. Yeah. Like I said, he is this strange like Becky Lynch of
Yes.
All of the talent in the world just keeps getting like outshone.
I don't even know why they did that to dude. Like, he had so much momentum at first, and then why? Well,
because he only has momentum right now, as we know him, with Kevin Owens. Mm-hmm. And so, if they really want, they're like, this is it, no more of this, fine. Different brands. Y'all yeah. really want to end it, then end it. So, yeah. I would say Dolph wins the title, but somehow Sammy's like, nah, fuck that. I want this title.
Yeah.
I'm jumping it.
That'd be lit.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Sami Zayn wins and takes it to Raw.
For some reason, I actually think it'll be Dolph Ziggler because I feel like his long suffering. Yeah, they're gonna give him. They're gonna continue yeah. him shine a little bit more.
Is that it? What else?
No, we got two more matches left.
Damn.
Brian Kendrick versus Kalisto in yeah, girl. In a Cruiserweight Championship match, and if Kalisto wins the title, the Cruiserweight division, the whole Cruiserweight division will transfer to SmackDown.
Okay.
So not only will they get the title, but the whole everybody's packing up and moving to SmackDown.
Wow.
Which I think Kalisto's actually now it just made sense. I'm gonna change my decision, reverse my decision in the Intercontinental match and say Dolph wins that and I'm gonna say Kalisto wins this. Because if you put two and two together, I don't know if y'all heard this, but there's a Cruiserweight show coming to the WWE Network.
205 Live.
Yes.
And which really just reminds me of Trick Daddy 305.
And if you look and see at the date that it's recorded on Tuesdays.
Right.
Tuesdays is SmackDown. So it wouldn't make sense for them to be on Raw and travel with SmackDown at the same time. So travel with SmackDown and be on SmackDown. So I think Kalisto's going to win it and move the whole Cruiserweight division to SmackDown.
That's probably their best bet anyway.
Yes,
it really is.
But I don't know because how are you going to pack all of this into 2 hours? I have no idea. I mean, you could try to make it work.
That would be my biggest thing is packing stuff into 3 hours, especially when SmackDown has such a good track record right now of telling stories within 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
With the extra 30 minutes for talking smack. And now that like Raw Talk is low-key like dead before it even had a chance. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to stay on Raw, especially since they keep debuting people on Raw.
I don't watch Raw Talk at all. I'm sorry.
No, Raw Talk's only had one episode since Hell in a Cell. That's it.
I don't watch it anyway.
So, like, but Noam Dar just debuted mm-hmm. on Monday for the Cruiserweight division. So why keep debuting people?
Go move. I mean, that was a debut that we've been waiting on, and they only debut him now then because it's his.
He was back home. Right. Yeah, it's true. So.
Now they don't really have any more people to debut.
I mean, not a big debut
like that. Like everybody else, we've already seen.
I mean, they're waiting on Coda to finish his weird anime run. in, you know, in New Japan, because he's the only one left. He's still technically signed with the WWE. He was just like, let's put a pin in this. I'm going to be an anime character, and then I'll come back.
Actually, he was slated to be, well, he was in the Dusty Rhodes Classic, wasn't he? On NXT.
His
partner got
But the New game. Japan opportunity, that really is more than anything. And, oh, Kenta. Damn it. All right, what's the last one? Oh, wait, no. Slim, what's your prediction?
I'm pretty sure I said Dolph Ziggler.
Girl, are we not talking about that no more?
Oh, you guys are talking about the Cruiserweight guys, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but I don't watch that. I'm going to put this out there. Ever since I was little watching it, the little guys, I have never, with the exception of your Shawn Michaels, I just never cared. I'm sorry.
If you had to pick one, pick one. I'm picking Brian Kendrick, so pick one.
I'm going to go with Brian Kendrick only because that's the one I know, I remember from the past, and he was training. Wasn't he training Eva Marie?
Yes, girl.
But that is not a reason to pick somebody.
I like Eva Marie, though.
Eva's hair is still black. Calm down. Eva's hair is still black. She ain't come back no time soon.
Oh, no. So, yeah. Brian Kendrick for me.
Y'all are horrible.
You're on that lonely island by yourself.
I don't care. I'll be on Kalisto Island. Good job.
But I thought he just got in trouble for
That is not Kalisto.
Okay.
It is the other one with the mask on.
Sin Cara?
Sin Cara.
Okay. So,
not all Mexicans look like the masks.
Hey, man, I'm not Trump's president, but we can't be doing this.
Not all Mexicans look like a mask. One has a tattoo.
The other one just can't talk. We heard that promo.
Oh, man, that was just... Okay, so I guess... All right, well...
All right, what's the last one, Alexis?
The last one is everybody's favorite. Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman.
Ooh.
Versus Bill Goldberg. I couldn't even say that. God. Like, I've really been anticipating it because I really haven't. Like, I just can't watch one of my favorites from WCW just be washed up. Like, I really just can't.
So you won't.
That's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen, which really upsets me.
Yeah.
That spear was terrible, but he said it too. He was like, that spear was trash. You saw him really try to hike Rusev up for that jackhammer, and it was like, you could feel
the struggle.
You could hear his back crack. I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar just because what's the point of paying Brock all that money if he loses?
True.
I don't think Goldberg's going to come back for all that. So.
Hey, you're last. So.
I'm going to say Goldberg because I don't see him just coming back just to take it L.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Goldberg number one because he was bae back when I was in high school, and I'm just going to be Team Goldberg till the end. So
I just know if he's washed, I can't even. Nope.
Okay, y'all. Quick question. What time is 2:05 starting?
I don't know.
I honestly don't.
No, well, 2:05 is tonight too, right? Yeah. We were talking about earlier.
What?
UFC 205 is tonight, right?
Oh, you said 205. I thought you were still talking about Cruiserweights, bitch.
No. UFC 205 is tonight.
Yeah. I don't watch UFC.
Oh, I can't wait to see Conor McGregor just act a fool. I don't even care if he wins or loses. He's going to look crazy regardless. He showed up in that Gucci fit. I said, look at him.
Man. Right? Okay, like, Conor McGregor is proof. Proof that there is no such thing as like the stereotype. Like this dude.
No, there is because he is. No, there is. That man is hood rich to the fullest.
Yeah, he's very rich. I'm in New York sweater.
Oh my god!
That man is riding around New York City in a matte black Bentley with his face on it.
Oh
no! And you, bitch, you ain't trying to find him yet because he's fine.
Oh. Girl, you forget how tall I am.
Yeah, we can't do short dudes.
I'm 5'11". He's like 5'8".
I don't care.
You're also 5'4", 5'5". You can do it. I can't do it.
I feel like when a short dude gets on top of you, you'd be like a fish, you know, when they get out of water and they're like.
Oh my gosh. She just took it there. Okay. All right. Fuck me and kill her off. Like. No, but like Connor reached to Woodley, and I was like, Woodley is from St. Louis. He will whoop your ass outside Madison Square.
Exactly.
Go to jail. He don't care. That man's from Ferguson. He will whoop your ass. Mm-hmm.
Shit, fuck that. I don't know. I'll see how much interest I got, because, you know, I don't give a fuck. I live stream the shit for everybody else because it gives me pure joy. Even though I have to pay for it, it gives me pure joy knowing that I am taking money out of Dana White's pockets.
Throwing
in the hood.
RNC ass nigga.
Yeah.
You don't know how, like, I was so confused when he showed up at the RNC. I was like, what?
Right.
But then I thought about it, and I was like, no, it all makes sense. I'd like
all the douchebags vote for Trump.
Like, in my head, he is my sugar daddy. In my head, like, if I had a weave in, like, wore, like, really tight, like, dressy.
What are we talking about?
Dana White, bitch ass.
Ew.
I would be his sugar baby. I wouldn't have sex with him. I just like
he would kind of be like he would make you be like call me master and like
whoa.
He looks like the type to do that shit. No lie, he just looks like he's scumbag.
Ain't no China Miss cat shit going down here. Ain't no master slave t-shirts in 2016.
He looks like the type to be like. So are black guys really?
Yeah. Are they really as big as they think as they claim?
Yes,
yeah. you're just small. I would just believe it.
Wild.
Dirty ladies.
Nasty women.
Wild women. Ripping and tearing.
Nah, bro. Nasty women in honor of Hillary. We some nasty women.
I know, that's right. Bro, I had to, man. So, Bae voted the right way because I don't fuck with fuckboys. So, Bae voted for Hillary and all. Like, he was just like, Tiffany, I don't care. I'm just going to vote for everybody just, like, Democratic all the way down. Liberal, I don't give a fuck. So, I was like, I mean, I know where my situation stands. But, man, his cousins... On
58%.
Facebook? Woo!
The cousins are one of the 58% who voted for white.
Stupid woke, so he's been roasting their asses. He said, you don't get to tell my wife happy on Veterans Day because you voted for Trump. No, fuck that.
Dang, he's going hard.
We really, like, we've been literally doing war. I have to
protect y'all. Protect the set.
Okay. I had to put his cousin in check. She was like, oh, you know, the illegals and sex island. And then she had the nerve to tell me, she was like, you're an American, act accordingly. I was like, don't ever tell me how to act. The only woman who can tell me how to act is my mother. Don't do it. She tried it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I felt some type of way. I was like, this is not slavery, Miss Ann. Get the fuck out of here.
You said Miss Ann. All right. So, fuck, marry, kill?
Yes.
Is it time?
I think it's about that time.
It's about time. So, okay. Yeah. So,
have we done a New Day edition yet?
We're not going to do that yet. It's not time for that one yet.
Okay.
So, fuck, marry, kill. You know the rules. You have to fuck one, you have to marry one, you have to kill one. And this one's going to be very, very interesting.
Hmm.
Brock Lesnar.
Ugh.
Paul Heyman.
Fuck this.
And Goldberg.
I kill myself.
Oh, shit.
All right, Alexis, go for it. No, Alexis, go for it. Go for it. You pop it off.
Okay. Oh God, why did I set myself up for this? Oh, okay. So I'm going to fuck Goldberg.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm going to marry Paul Heyman, and I'm going to kill Brock Lesnar.
I feel like the last time Brock Lesnar was in the mix, we all killed Brock Lesnar.
Yes. Because he was like, he beat some.
And he basically said, all lives and lives matter. Like, okay.
I forgot we did do, but we already did put Brock Lesnar in the mix.
It's fine, though. We've come this far.
This is a good one. Yeah, this is a good one.
I'm going to marry Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Brock Lesnar for a choking stroke, because I killed him last time. So choking stroke Brock Lesnar.
Yes, bitch. Yes.
Oh, God.
And then... Alexis, don't be a prude. And then kill Paul Heyman. Because whenever I see him in, like, interviews, his like from like the neck up, he looks like a milk dud, and it bothers me.
It does.
Oh my God, Jordan, you are my spirit human being, because
because I said choking stroke.
That, and because
I'm a Scorpio, bitch. I'm a Scorpio. Like, I live my life like that.
Oh my God, you guys are something else. I'm telling you, I love Scorpios. Let's see. Same thing. Literally the same thing. Goldberg, because he looks like he would be a great family provider and husband.
And the way that he lifted his son up at Raw, even though he, like,
right?
Boy, he couldn't lift that fat ass little boy up.
That's so bad.
I'm looking at him like, boy, if you don't put this little man child down.
She said man child. Disrespectful.
Well, I mean, son got at least be 15. Like, what are you doing, Goldberg?
He looks a solid 13, but play football.
I know, that's right.
Okay.
So I would, go ahead. Marry Goldberg, fuck Brock, because he looks like he would just have that, like, pinned down, hands on your stomach situation.
Are y'all
thing.
All right?
So,
are y'all okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we love it. We love it. So that, and I would kill Paul Heyman, because ew.
I don't care what y'all talking about. I'm marrying Paul Heyman because he looked like he has very good business decisions. I'm all with it. I'm trying to make the money. All of
it. You taking the Melania Trump?
That's right. That's racist.
Melania Trump.
You low key racist, Alexis. I'm
let him slide.
How? I mean, I'm not gonna say it on air. But as soon as we stop, I'm gonna be like, okay.
If I was a rich man, na 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 na.
I'm just saying.
Fiddler on the roof.
Listen. He's getting Brock Lesnar these contracts, baby, and he's making sure they are signed, sealed, delivered. I don't care what y'all talking about.
He's only getting fired every 5 years.
Alexis is on that Sherry Martel shit. She wants to go down to the ring in evening dresses and shit, hair done.
You hear me?
Miss Elizabeth ass bitch. Okay.
And you know where she went to school? She went to the University of Kentucky, so I'm doing something right. I'm on my way.
Right on.
So
what, you're not, why are you being so negative today?
Oh, rest in peace, Elizabeth. Lord.
Rest in peace, Elizabeth. But I'm gonna just call it the way it happens.
I hope her ghost comes and haunts you.
She would, bitch. I'd fight that ghost so fast. She ain't never fought nobody before.
In the fanciest dress she can possibly find from the grave.
Right.
She's coming for you.
She's good. More sequins.
All right, y'all. I gotta go.
Let's All right, go. We love you. It's the end of the New Slay podcast for episode 4. Can y'all believe we're only on episode 4?
It feels like we've been doing this forever.
We've been doing this for 2 years. How are we still on episode 4?
But I love y'all, and I can't wait to have many, many episodes. And we hit episode 200, and we're sick of each other.
Oh, man, you guys are...
But we gotta stay together.
I just can't wait till we start getting on SmackDown numbers and get to number 900.
Hey!
That's definitely gonna be a lituation.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, Hennessy for everybody.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Keep on rocking in the free world. This is Jordan Renee.
AKA, I need some TV comes in the office.
AKA CM Punani. I'm going to stick with the nickname till it sticks. Y'all going to call me that one day.
I'm not calling you that.
Not y'all.
I was just letting you know I'm resisting.
Hell no, we won't go. All right.
All right, guys. It's we're outie. 3000.
Peace.
Bye-bye. Bye.